Hello, I am Tracy Hitchings. My guest is the author of The Progressive Underground. Welcome back. It's the Kev Rowland 40 Minutes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and a very good night to you wherever you are across the globe. I am transmitting from the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. You have tuned into Tracy's Prog World. Yes, it is indeed back to the Kev Rowland 40 minutes, which usually is about 50 minutes, maybe more, say, you know. So you say, why not call it the Kev Rowland 50 minutes? But you can see where that's going to be going, can't you? So with no further ado, let's find out what fine treasure hunting our man Kev has to bring to the TPW table. But just before the menu is revealed, let's say hello to the revealer. Welcome back, Kev. How are you going?
I'm doing really well, Trace. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yes, a pleasure to have you back. And now I understand that you're on a level 4 lockdown at the moment. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we had a case of Delta variant COVID-19 was identified in the community last Tuesday.
Right.
And literally, we got told Tuesday afternoon that night the whole country was going into level 4 lockdown. That's basically, it means the only shops open are basically supermarkets and pharmacies. Everybody has to stay at home unless they're working in essential services. So it's a really harsh, tight lockdown. Schools are closed, everything's shut. So I do work in essential services. So I'm going into the office every day.
Yes.
But we're a third-party logistics and transport company, so we have drivers and everything else. I've still got an operational business I need to run, but there's basically no one else in the office side of the building. So I'm the only member of the exec who's there. And we've got to keep the business operating, got to keep it going because people still need stuff delivered. We only work for businesses. We don't do individuals. You know, so ours is all business to business, and we're importing stuff. So we've got to move it from the docks. And so it's seen as essential. Good thing about New Zealand, if you like, is we're very obedient on these lockdowns. So basically what people are doing is if they've got to stay at home, they stay at home. We all have to wear masks. We all wear masks. There is very little. I'm not saying it's totally wonderful. I'm not. There's always going to be some people. But generally, I went to the supermarket tonight. We all queued happily in our 2 meter gaps outside the supermarket to go in turn, disinfect our hands and sign in on the COVID app. And everybody does what they're supposed to do generally, which means that because we locked down with one case today, we had 70. It's gone up. So we're now up to nearly 300. But these are all still cases coming from pre-lockdown. Now, we've been in lockdown for more than a week now. We've been in lockdown for 10 days, which means those numbers are going to start going down. But everybody does what they're supposed to. It's very different to what's happened in Sydney, for example. You know, it's where Sydney, they've done like a semi-lockdown and they're having more than 1,000 cases a day. And that's just going to explode. Whereas here, we're still working on the elimination idea, whatever your prime minister thinks.
You're able to obviously go out and buy your essentials and things like that. So as part of a level 4 lockdown, it allows that, yes, for you to go and get food. And does it allow for exercise as well?
Yeah, but you're not allowed to go to the gym. The gyms are shut. But you can go running or anything like that, as long as it's in your local area. But we don't put any of these, oh, you're not allowed to go more than 1 kilometre from your house or anything like that. It just says local area.
You know, yeah,
it's
yeah,
typical
indeed,
Kiwi
yeah.
thing. There's a trust element to it. So.
So that's what you're in at the moment. So since we did the Tracy Tells Kevin Jerry show, between that and this lockdown, what have you been able to do? And I'm sure that this is going to be part of the menu that you're going to be revealing. So I look forward to hearing what you've got to bring forth, good sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been to a few gigs since then. I mean, my last gig was actually on the 7th because that was the weekend when I saw this singer-songwriter, and then I saw Cafe Fistfight again on the 7th, and that was great. And then I was home the following weekend, so the weekend of the 14th and 15th. And then I flew back up here on the Monday, and on Tuesday we went into lockdown. So if we'd gone into lockdown on the Monday, I would now be at home with my wife and, you know.
Ah, right.
But yeah, we went into lockdown the day after I flew back up here. So all gigs are now cancelled. Although some people are doing lots of streaming. So if we take Lee Martin, for example, who you've had on the show in the past, I was talking with her last week and she said, well, I'm supposed to be gigging on Friday. Why don't I just stream it? I said, yeah, just stream it. So she streamed it. She actually said to me, Kevin, I was going to go for 4:30. And I went, that's a bit early, Trey. That's a bit early, Lee. Well, go for about 5:30 because some people are still actually working. She went, oh, I can do the kids' dinners then. So she actually did a streaming show at 5:30 and she was taking requests. And I've got a mate who works with me who I've introduced to Lee, and he's a mad passionate fan for her now. Loves it a bit. And he kept going, play Lost Girl, play Lost Girl. And she said, I'm going to play Lost Girl for Dean. And I think he thought he'd died and gone to heaven. So
fantastic.
And she did another streaming gig on Wednesday. And there's lots of people doing that sort of thing.
Yes.
Which is
and
nice.
You know, doesn't it show what great artists they are to take their art and do it live in that way? I mean, gosh, no, I don't know about me. But that just goes to show just how great they are.
In the first lockdown last year, this is no word of a lie because I've got photographic proof, Lee went onto the roof of a house, part of a roof is flat, and she went up there with her PA, with her guitar and a microphone, and she played all afternoon for her neighbours. And you've got all these photos of her neighbours just sat there in their own gardens listening to Lee perform.
She's dear heaven.
She's got her new album's coming out. It's not going to come out until the beginning of next year because it's being pressed on vinyl. I'm fortunate enough to have it already. It is stunning. She's worked with Tema Tera, who, again, you've had on the show before, recorded it.
AAA Records.
And he just put her into directions where she'd never thought of going before with her songs, and even had some harmony vocals by some South African gospel singers, literally had them, you know, record it in South Africa and bring it, because Lee is obviously South African herself originally.
Yes.
And it's a stunning album. And
oh, wow.
So I'm really looking forward to that when that's finally made available.
Yeah. And just to say to you guys out there, Lee Martin has been on my program before. It comes under the Blonde Bombshell title, I believe, if I remember rightly. And I think it is part of season two. I'm just pulling that off the top of my head, you know. Is it season one?
I think it's season one. It was very early. It's quite
early. Was it?
Quite early.
It might have been. So you have to check through. Oh, yeah. You only have to scroll down, guys. There's only about, 60 odd shows now there to just scroll through. So, and that's she's just, she's an artist, really beautiful,
she's
a beautiful
also,
soul.
That's it. She's such a lovely, lovely person. I love her music. She's got great stories to tell. And she really is one of those people who's beautiful all the way through.
Wonderful. So since I last, Kev, I see you taking a sip of the old vino there, darling, which, come on.
Yeah, good New Zealand wine. I refuse to buy Australian wine.
Which New Zealand have you got? Because I remember Villa Maria's New Zealand.
This is from Brancos Estate, which is close to where I live. So this is a Brancos Estate.
Oh, wonderful. Pinot. Good for you. I've got my cup of hot water.
It's an age
It's not very
thing.
Tracy, is it? Not very Tracy at all, but there you go. It's suiting me quite well just at this moment in time. Yeah, so again, you say, since we last did this show with Jerry, you've seen, what have you seen live? Just remind me again.
I saw a very young singer-songwriter called Marion Lee with various support acts, and then I saw the reprobates that are Cafe Fistfight. They're just a blast, and they had White Noise Mafia open for them and a band I'd not seen before called Green, who were great. I have waxed lyrical over White Noise Mafia and Cafe Fistfight multiple times. They're both great bands, and the last time I saw these two play together, White Noise were headlining and Cafe Fistfight were the support, and now tonight it was Cafe Fistfight were the headline and White Noise were the support, you know. So it's, but they're young. They're really passionate. White Noise Mafia released their second single this week, Let It End, which is doing quite well for them. They've just been announced that they're going to be opening for Alien Weaponry at the Power Station at the end of September, which will be phenomenal if it goes ahead. Yeah, if it happens, that's my only concern, because it's been announced today that Auckland are going to stay in level four probably for another couple of weeks, and then we'll drop to level three. But I don't think we can have gigs at level three. So I think it's possible that that'll end up being canned, which is a real shame. But yeah, Cafe Fistfight were great.
Excellent.
And I know you're going to have Chris on the show at some point.
That's right. I've got Chris on the show. He's actually booked in. So that's the first show I'm going to be back with when I come back on the... I think that will be going out on the 16th. That's very wishful thinking, isn't it? He said yes.
He's such a great singer. Yeah. Singer-songrighter. Yeah. Great acoustic guitarist. And the whole band, I've said it many times before, they just should not work. Yeah. There's something about them that... But the guitarist, Josh, he's got a new single coming out in a couple of weeks' time, because he actually does a solo project called Steelfish, and which is him and his guitar and doing various things, and that's coming out in a few weeks' time. And his brother Dan, who's the drummer, he plays on it as well. So I haven't played it yet. I've got it because he's asked me if I'll write the press release for it, but I haven't played it yet. I only got it yesterday, so. They're just a great band. They're, again, a lot of fun, very different. And I just love what they do. I love the fact that still in this day and age, there's bands that can come out, do something which in many ways is incredibly commercial and exciting, but it hasn't been done like this before.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's what's really exciting for me.
Wonderful stuff. And have you been hearing much from Dead Favours lately? Because I know we've talked about them again. I'm actually back chatting with Samantha Ryder, the marketing and publicity side of them. And she tells me they're heading for the studio very soon. So I don't know if you've got anything on that at all.
Well, I know they're going in to record the second half of the album, because they released the album. They decided they were going to release the album in two halves. So the first half came out a couple of months ago, and now they're going back in to record the second half. An incredibly exciting band, really enjoyable. Love their videos. They're just so much fun and so much energy and intensity. And they're a band that I'm so glad that I caught them live in May. And certainly I'm looking forward to catching them again soon. And it's like the scene here is just so vibrant and exciting at the moment, and in loads of different styles. I think I spoke about Grawlix's last time. Well, the lead singer of Grawlix's is also a member of a band called French for Rabbits, who have signed with AAA Records, actually. And they released a single the other day called Ouija Board. And it's just arty. It's clean. It's fun. It's got a really strange video, which is very... art projecty sort of thing, even Monty Python. And it makes you feel like it's music from the 60s, but wrapped up in wonderful vocals and harmonies. And it's just, I described it as like a gossamer cloud. You've got to let it come over you, but there's warm bass lines and additional notes coming here from the guitar, and just so, so dramatic. Absolutely incredible. Piece of work. So I'm looking forward so much to catching them live. Unfortunately, Penelope from Grawlix's, they've had to cancel the tour because she's managed to give herself quite a severe concussion. So they played a couple of nights, and then the tour had to be cancelled. Although, in fairness, I would have been seeing them tonight in Hamilton and tomorrow night in Auckland if it wasn't for the fact that, A, they cancelled, but under COVID, no gigs are going on anyway. So hopefully that'll be reset for later in the year.
Indeed, yeah. Well, do you know how she managed to give herself a concussion?
No, I've been speaking to her, but to be honest, I didn't want to ask.
No.
Because
it would have been offered if she wanted to, I expect, yeah. I'm hoping that we're going to get the Written by Wolves guys on here very soon. And I'm back into sort of a little bit of saying, come on, boys, I've got all your stuff. Let's get that date in there. Because, you know, I mean, just love hearing their latest stuff. It's just absolutely wonderful, yeah.
Well, Written by Wolves, I have so much time for every member of that band. They are such a vibrant and exciting unit producing music. But again, they've all got amazing heart. The last time I saw any of them in person was Bardo, who's one of the guitarists, and that was at the Shepherd's Rain gig, I think it was. And literally, the first I realised he was there was he basically hugging me from behind, you know. And it was because I had gone and had a beer with his father-in-law, you know. And he was just such a nice guy. But their new project, which comes out in 2 and a bit weeks, is incredible. Basically, the band decided they were going to do something a bit different. So they announced what they call the Collab Project. So what that is they are doing, there's a release coming out in, I think it's the 15th of September, and it contains 7 songs on this EP. 5 of them are re-recordings of songs from the Secrets album that came out in 2019. It's called the Collab Project because each song is with a different collaborator with a different vocalist. So they've been given quite a different treatment. A couple of the songs have already been released as singles, as videos. Better Luck Next Time is, for me, just one of the most incredible, on fire, stunning, intense Linkin Park style videos you could ever come across. I love the song. I just love everything about it. And then you contrast that to the video for Forever and Always, which is, so Better Luck Next Time is the first song in the EP. And then the last song on the EP is Written by Wolves, is Forever and Always. And that's much more of a duet. It's much more a love story. And they don't actually appear on the video. It is a story video of a man and a woman. And basically, you have to watch it. All right.
Yeah. Do you know what, Kev? You have just taken the words out of my mouth about both of those tracks. Absolutely. It's stunning when you see a band that's so capable of these two different ways of approaching, and they're both stunning. They both are. But the one that you first said, Better Luck Next Time, what a stunning video. What, you know, for heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not so much into the heavy stuff like if I used to be, but when this is presented like this and done like this, when there's something in there, it's not just heavy, 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 heavy. It's really got, it's layered in such a way that's, well, to me, it's got melody in there, or it's captivating and very, I mean, just very clever. And I said the word stunning, yeah. Audio and video.
The other thing you have to remember is these guys are independent. There's no record label backing with them. They're one of the highest stream bands in New Zealand. They've had more than 15 million streams on Spotify, 20 million views on YouTube. They are just great. I mean, there's a video they've got. There's a song on there on YouTube called Oh No, right? And it's a piss take of a quiz show, a game show. And it's got the horrible, slimy compere. It's got the girl. And all 5 of the guys are the competitors. And it's full of Easter eggs. If you know what you're looking for, you can see so much in there. Basically, the audience, or a lot of the audience, they're either fans or they're Auckland bands. So Caridian are in there, Shepherd's Rain are in there, a few others. But the one that makes me laugh every single time I see it is you get introduced to Bardor, and the crowd's all booing him, and he's taking this hat on and off his head and, you know, acting Jack the Lad. And it cuts from him straight to a woman in the audience giving him hell. That's his wife.
Excellent.
Which you wouldn't know unless you know Lauren. But every time I see that, I laugh, you know, because it's just been so well done, because it's, you know, obviously, that sort of thing is very much deliberate, and it's like an in thing. You know, it's a great song. And they actually, during that video, they cut away to a very quiet bit, and they're all Wiggles. you know, the Wiggles card. They're all Wiggles for a minute. But these videos, they're all stunning. This is this is an independent band.
There's I didn't realize that. If he said so before, I've forgotten that bit. And that is just amazing, even more so. And just for anybody out there listening, with regards to Written by Wolves, which they will be coming on my show at some point because I've got the go ahead. We've just got to get the date in there. This is a phenomenal band. And as Kev just said, Forever and Always is a stunning, beautiful video. It it features Bex, a woman's voice in there as well. And who's the lead vocal again, please, Kev?
Mikey,
yeah. Okay. And I kind of said emotional beauty. And you go from that track having that, and it's beautifully put together, beautifully layered, and the video is just great, you know. And as Kev said, it's a story, other people coming in and acting the parts as well. And then you go to Better Luck Next Time, official video. And like Kev said, stunning. It's absolutely stunning. You know, it's heavy rock, that one. First one isn't, that I mentioned, Forever and Always. This one is. But you listen to it and watch it. It's so beautifully done, even if you don't like heavy rock. If you appreciate good visual, you can really see the wonder in it. Yeah, it's art.
It is art. And the thing is, this is art with a message. So
yes,
what the guys have done is, Mikey has never been backwards in talking about his own mental health issues. So a few months ago, he approached, well, basically the fans. He went out on Facebook and he said, "Yeah, we're going to be doing something special, and we would like to share that with you. We'd like you to be involved." And so he said, "Anybody who wants to tell their story of their own struggles, please record it. You only have to do it on a phone. We'll sort it all out. Just record it and send it to us." And a lot of people did. And what that means is, you have three, there's two tracks. So you have the first two song, which is Better Luck Next Time and then Secrets. Then you have a track called Our Stories. And it's all different people talking about their own struggles with mental illness and what it's meant for them. And the first track is all about the stories, what happened, how did you end up in the dark place, what did it mean. There's one guy talking about there who was victim of serious abuse from a very young age and coming up with survival mechanisms when he was 11 years old. You're another girl there who tried to commit suicide by hanging herself. You're another woman who's in terrible pain, and every story is, it's good. And when you hear the story, and there's this gentle music going on behind, and it's a repeated motif all the way through, and the voices have had just a very slight effect put on them. So they're not robotic, but they're not just plain speaking, if you like, but it gives that edge to it. And that's Our Stories. And then you go into the track Lucky Stars. And then at the end of it, you then go into a track called Hope. Now, Hope is the same musical motif and it's the same people, but now they're talking about how they've got out of it, how they deal with it, and all this sort of thing. Mikey is on both sides of that. You hear him talking about what he was suffering when he was young and the pressure he felt under to do when he was, whether it was in sport or whether it was in acting or whether it was in performing. And then he talks about it on the other side. And it's all very real and all very raw. And the first time I played it, Mikey sent it to me, and I think it was 23 minutes long when you play it as one piece of music. He sent it to me as one piece of music. And all I wanted to do was hug absolutely everybody. I was quite moved, very moved. And the other reason is the very first voice you hear is mine. I've not hidden my troubles with mental illness. I've spoken about it on here before. And the very first voice you hear on Our Stories is mine. That was quite a shock for me.
Wow.
I didn't even know it had been used.
No, this isn't out there yet, right?
No, it's not out until the 15th.
Wow.
So this is an EP that will be out on the 15th.
So they're going to come on and hopefully speak about this and go into
Mikey's got an incredible... What he's trying to do here, they've already put big adverts up and everything, trying to get people to talk about mental health.
This is one of the big reasons why Written by Wolves is one of the most important bands to get on, because they're this heavy rock band and also this very melodic rock band, but they care so much, so deeply, so compassionately about the human condition, you know, and mental health.
Well, there's a real feeling of empathy from all these guys. And you know, you watch them perform and they are just out there. They are intense. They are amazing fun to watch. At the same time, they're all having a laugh. Everybody in the band has been around a while. They haven't been around as long as Mikey, but they've all been around a while. They've all come from other bands. And they're experienced. They know what they're doing and they're getting out there and having fun. But at the same time, I think I told you, when I saw them play earlier this year, they played in a small venue, the Dead Witch, just to support the venue. Then they bought everybody in the venue a shot support the venue. And then at the end of the gig, they'd put a couple of $1,000 behind the bar for the venue again. But it's for the venue and for their fans. And it's all about that compassion and sharing. And they are a big band here in New Zealand. So it's unusual for a band of any stature, and these guys have real stature, to actually go out and talk about mental illness. You know, it's not something you hear about in the mainstream. So I'm really hoping it's going to be really positive. We are fortunate in New Zealand in that one of the greatest rugby players of all time, Sir John Kirwan, who won the World Cup in 1985, he actually came out about, I'd like to say 10 years ago, maybe even be slightly longer, as a massive advocate for mental health, and saying that when he was playing for the All Blacks, everybody thought he was fantastic, golden hair, going off scoring loads of tries, but actually he was suffering terribly all the time. And he's written one or two books. I've got one of them. He is the face of mental health in New Zealand. But youngsters will have heard of John Kirwan and they may see him on YouTube, but it's not like it was Dan Castle or Richie McCaw or Aaron Smith, you know, any of the more recent players. You know, John Kirwan was in the 80s, one of our greatest players of all time, but the youngsters may not know him. But you've got a rock band like Written by Wolves who have massive hits on their videos, massive streams on Spotify. People know who Written by Wolves are. People know who Mikey is. So to have this, I mean, I cannot speak too highly about these guys. We've ended up with a sort of mutual admiration club. They tell me they really like me and what I do, and I tell them how much I like them and what they do. But genuinely, I think they are awesome, and they're such nice guys. I'm not really speaking out of turn here, but Mikey and I were talking the other day, and I said how I was up here on my own, away from my family and all that sort of thing. And he goes, oh, if you ever need to talk, just let me know. You know, just give me a ring. And okay. He's such a wonderful bloke. And the fact that they are, you know, this isn't a Mikey solo project. This is the band putting everything into it. This is a band thing. This is Mikey may be the one telling his story, but the band are so behind it, supporting him and supporting everybody else. And I honestly think that those three tracks together, because they work together, the story at the beginning of what people suffered, and then the duet in the middle, and then in how people are surviving out the other side, and how it's a single piece. And every time I play it, first when Mikey sent it to me, 23 minutes long, I think I played it on repeat 6 times that night. I just put it on and played it, and played it, and played it, and all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around everybody else. I felt like a bit of a fraud, because I didn't feel that my story was anything like as bad as their story, but you know, it's all perception. Relative. We never
it's
think
perception. You know, it's all
it's
real.
It's all relative, and I know all that. Logically, I can understand that. But you hear their stories, and I just want to wrap them up. But Mikey said to me, he said, oh, you know, I've put you down as a lyricist. And I'm going, what? Yeah, because I suppose technically I wrote those words. I just sat and talked, same as everybody else sat and talked. But just again, something like that, you know, it's the second time I've actually appeared in recorded form. I told you I've done it once before. And I've been thanked on, I've been thanked multiple times on CDs, and going into a shop and finding your name in a CD booklet, or seeing it. I remember seeing Steve Rothery used a quote of mine in Q magazine advert, and I was beside myself. But I've never been quoted. I've never been put as a lyricist before. So that's a new one to me. But yeah, written by Wolves, the collab project Secrets. It's out on September the 15th. And search, go for the videos on YouTube. Honestly, if you search on YouTube, you will find that Written by Wolves have done quite a few videos. And I think they're all fun. You know, they are such a great band. I recommend seeing any second, because there's something about that's got intensity like Better Luck, Better Luck Next Time. They've got flares and, you know, it's violent and, oh, they are just a lot of fun. Such a nice vibe.
I'm going to brush back past Capitol Theatre at the moment whilst we're going, because I looked at that video called, I think it's Force to Fight. Yeah.
Force
I could
to
swear
fight.
To you I saw Donald Trump in that ring there.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing about Force to Fight, it's got such a strong message. So Capitol Theatre, you know, we've spoken about them before. One of my favourite New Zealand bands. Album's coming out, I think, in October. Force to Fight has, they keep pairing people up in a boxing ring to fight with each other. So you have one where there's an overtly camp gay person, kicks the Bible out of the Bible basher's hand and all this sort of thing. And it ends up with a redneck and a colored guy in the ring together, and they're going to beat each other up. And they decide, actually, it's why fight? You know, it's being forced to fight is the wrong thing. Actually, you know, people have different views, they have different opinions, their skin's different colors, different sexual orientation. It doesn't matter. I work on a very simple rule, which is, if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you.
Nothing else matters. Yes, agreed.
Nothing else matters. And that's how I hire, you know, and I've to the point that, you know, at one point I discovered a tool. I can't remember what it's called now, but I discovered a tool that would actually, you would run over your advert and it would work out how male or female the advert was just by certain words you use. So we used to run that over the advert to put it as much down the middle as possible. And, you know, to make sure that we gives me the most opportunities. I wanted to hire the right people. I don't want to hire the right men or the right women.
Exactly, Kev. That's great
to
hear.
I want the right people. And, well, it's all about culture, you know. It's all about having the right people working together. And, you know, we're starting where I work now. We're seeing real benefits with my guys and what we're delivering. KPIs are going
KPIs, darling,
in the right direction. Performance indicators. Sorry. So metrics. Yeah. So the things that we measure to understand how well we're doing. And they're phenomenal.
They're the right people.
Because it's the right people. You either have to change the people or change the people. So I've had to lose some people, brought some other people in, but at the same time I've totally changed the way that we work and the way that we act. I actually got rid of the high barriers that we had in between people, because they were causing silos. And I go and talk to everybody. And it's culture is important. People are important.
That's so good to hear. People. That's just so, it's so good to hear and refreshing that you're breaking down unnecessary barriers, physical and emotional on all levels. You know, and that's what Written by Wolves are doing through their music, through being a heavy rock band. I know we've done them, so I'm not meaning to go back there, but you know, that's why you can express what you do about them. And taking that into your place of work is just so great to hear, Kev. I just love this. To me, this is so important. We're breaking down barriers, not dividing, you know? So that's great to hear, darling. And what about people coming on to the show in the future that you've been digging up for me? I've got the delights of, I've said already their favours. They're going to be coming on at some point. I'm going to be speaking to their Samantha Ryder very shortly, the publicist. And also, we just spoke Capitol Theatre and obviously Written by Wolves and Little Sparrow. I've got to get to find Little Sparrow. Yes.
Ah,
I know.
Katie, she is.
I've got me work.
Now, you see, Katie's... See, not a Kiwi, you see. Not a Kiwi. She's English. She's English.
She's English. I know. And I can't remember where I've left it with her or not. So I've got to go in and see. She got lost in the system. So tell me a bit about her again. Because I know she's got this gorgeous voice. You've sent me stuff. Honestly, I'm knocked out.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to, Katie back onto is an incredible singer. I've seen her. I've been reviewing her stuff for a while. I actually found out about it by Elfyn Bo, who's a Welsh singer-songwriter who I love dearly. She's great. She is Elfyn Bo is such a wonderful, full-on, full-of-heart singer-songwriter from Wales. And once I got to know her, she then introduced me to some of her friends. One of them was Dani Kalesh, who I think I've spoken to about before, the Russian singer who now lives in England. And the other one was Katie Ware, who operates as Little Sparrow. Absolutely stunning singer. Her latest single is called Alone. And to me, that's quite Kate Bushy, quite Kate Bush in style. And again, it's a story video, and she's out in the woods and she's being chased by something. But she's another one of these where everything I've heard of hers has been wonderful. And she does covers. She's done things like The Final Countdown, but she's involved in different projects. And she's just got, again, another wonderfully, beautifully clear voice. And She's full of heart. She's just such a really nice person. And she's one of those, again, she's so thankful when anybody pays her music any attention, you know, which to me is terrible because I can't stand the radio unless it's a rock radio. You know, I can't stand the stuff gets played on the radio because it's mostly rubbish. So when I hear real performers like that, you just go, what can I do to help? And she's such a lovely soul, which is why I've said, you know, you need to talk to her. And of course, you know, blonde singers, English, you know, sort of ties together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm also looking for Alaska.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I have spoken about Aaron.
So Aaron and
I
Amy.
I have spoken about Aaron and Amy before.
You have. And I'm looking for Alaska to come on here. Yeah, absolutely.
They are such a lovely couple. And I mean that outside of work, they're such a, outside of performing, they are such a lovely couple, as well as being the performers that they are. Amy has got one of the most incredible voices that you will ever, ever hear. She's just stunning. She finished up runners up in the Māori TV's 5 Minutes of Fame competition that took place earlier this year. I mean, I think her hair's bright blue at the moment.
Great
normally
stuff.
Blue
great
or red. She's got 3 kids. She's bubbly. She's, I don't know, I think, what, maybe 5 foot tall? Maybe.
Oh, someone's shorter than me. Oh, wow.
But what she makes up for, what she has in size, she more than makes up for in voice, because she has got one of the most amazing belting voices I have ever come across. Is rich, is pure power. And when I went to see them at the Auckland Folk Festival earlier this year, they were playing 3 times over that weekend, and I made a point of going all 3 times. And in fact, I was going to see them tonight because they were going to be supporting Grawlix's in Hamilton tonight. So, you know, I'd ate one of the reasons to go and see Grawlix is see them twice in 2 nights. But tonight they were looking for Alaska, and tomorrow with Albie and the Wolves, both bands I love for different reasons. But having not seen Looking for Alaska since January, the end of January, great. But they are such they are so bubbly. They're so nice. Amy's been posting these lockdown rap videos on Facebook this week. They are so fun. But again, such really nice, great people.
And I thank you, because this is your intel. And I just so enjoy what you dig up and share. And you're very good at digging up great things, Kev. And they're all quite varied. They're so varied. They're just not one thing. Everything's really varied. Different styles, different voices. But coming from a hub of progressiveness, you know. So, and what might fit around that in its own little way. And just the funny thing before we're ending up here, Nick Catone is in my system, as we know, the lovely man. And you're quite right. Can't pin the bugger down.
Well, it's melodic, Revolution Records 15th anniversary in October.
Ah, right.
Which means that we have now started doing the interview again that we last were working on in November last year, because, you know, he's been a bit hard to pin down, but
we've been on the email together, and he's a lovely guy, clearly. I mean, he is, but he's obviously split himself into so many different parts that kind of putting in that final thing called a date pretty tough going when it's coming.
Lock him in and just say, go, give him a topic and he'll be off, because he's been working in the industry for, you know, I think since the 70s. He's slightly older than me. I think he's 4 years older than me, 3 or 4 years older than me. But whereas I've dabbled in music as a hobby, it's been his job. He's full-time music. So he runs the record label. He runs the record labels, I should say. He has two or three.
Yeah.
He has his own vinyl internet radio show that he does. But he's just so passionate about moving music, and he's doing promotion about music every single day. Of course, he's picked up Martin. Martin signed with him, and Martin's been, the albums are coming out through Nick now, and he's promoting Martin all the time. Because Martin, great, I'll give you another piece of artwork. Here's another piece of artwork. Here's another piece of artwork.
So I'm so looking forward to that with Nick Catone. We'll get it done. He's in the system, so we'll just pin him down. And if he hears this, I'm sure it might sort of like make him ribbon a date for me there. So yeah. So Nick Catone, waiting for you, baby. Yeah, waiting for you. So, and loads more, Kev. I know, loads more to come. So that's it, I think, unless you've got anything more up your sleeve that you've not shared.
No, I think that'll do it for this time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there'll be plenty more next time.
Oh, absolutely.
If there is a next time.
Yes, oh, there will be next times. But, you know, as I say, I've just to say to people out there, as you know, TPW actually is a weekly show, until lately, actually. I've missed a couple of shows. Life happens, and now already commitments are coming up again. So I was going to be taking off the early part of the September anyway. So that's going to be happening. So I will be back on September the 16th, and that should be with Cafe Fistbite. So that should be good. And then I'm sure Kev will be back on at some given point when he's collected his intel and got some more to talk about. And we'll be fitting that in. But at some given point, I know, I think November, December, I have to move out of my home. So there might be a little bit of a space between us, between then and the new year or something like that, once we move out of our house here, once the builders come in. And so these things happen. But that's going to give me the opportunity to be up in Brisbane and really look at my music as well. So I'm quite excited about that, actually. It's a good thing. I need to just kind of let go of everything to get back into my music. So, and I keep talking about it and not doing it. And so that's that. So yeah, Kev, anything else you just want to add to anybody out there with goodbye or whatever? Or any extra little thing you might just want to tell them about?
Hey guys, just get onto YouTube, search for bands, and take it from me. If you want some good Kiwi bands, Written by Wolves, Capital Theatre, pick up White Noise Mafia as well. Stunning bands, great videos, but Written by Wolves are the ones that you really need to be looking out for, because particularly with this new EP coming out in the middle of September, it is so, so important.
Yeah, Excellent stuff. So until then, well, that would be the 16th for me. I'm going to go back to that again. So I want to thank Kev very much, as I know you all do out there. I know you love him. He comes in with all that stuff and he's, as he puts it himself, he's got the greatest face for radio. So until we get back together, and until then, drive carefully and watch out for those Aussies on the freeway. Stay safe. Take care of one another. Love one another, as I know you do. And until we meet on the 16th, it's over and out from Tracy's Prog World.
By the way,
do you see my shirt?
Oh, what is it? Final Conflict. Woo!
I was talking with Andy Lawton one day about a year or so ago, and we were chatting about different things, and I said, oh, do you know you were the first band ever to send me a t-shirt? And he went, really? I said, yeah. And he went, someone, have you still got it? And I went, no. I said, that t-shirt went along with the body it used to fit. Didn't think anything else of it. Right. And then a few weeks later, this shirt arrived in the post, right? And he said, it's an XL, because I'm bigger now, obviously. And it stank. It absolutely stank. You could see it never being worn, but it stank. And it took about half a dozen washes. And I took a photo of me wearing it and sent it back to him. And he said it was actually the last shirt they've got. And it's literally been in storage for nearly 30 years. This is the original early 90s shirt. They found it. They found a few of them. This is the redress, the balance shirt from 1991. Those were the days.